Down to business on News Talk.
Brought to you by FBD Insurance. Affordable home cover you can trust. See what you could save on fbd.ie.
Now, our sense of sight is one of which we may take for granted sometimes. And joining me now are three expert optometrists to talk about the importance of eye care and what we should be doing to prevent bad eyesight and infections. If you have any texts about eyes, about glasses, about contact lenses, get them into us now at 53106, because I've got three experts in here in studio, and they are Chris Chambers, he's from Vision Express. We've got Linda McIvney Nolan, she's from the Association of Optometrists, and we've got Clodagh McGovern from iWorld over there in Westport. You're all so welcome to the show.
Thanks, Bobby.
Now, where will we start? We might start with you, Chris. Maybe tell us a little bit about your business, Vision Express, in Ireland.
Yeah, well, Vision Express recently celebrated their 30th anniversary across the UK. The first store came shortly after in Dublin. I joined Vision Express in 1996. When I joined Vision Express, it was all orientated around one-hour spectacles. That was the big thing at the time.
Yeah,
I need my glasses. I need them now. The business was centered around the lab and getting the provision of glasses within 1 hour.
Okay.
And it was funny because patients used to hang around and actually follow their spectacles through the lab process with their nose pressed up against the glass, looking to follow their glasses through.
And that was revolutionary to be able to
produce. Yeah, so followed along with 1 hour photo, 1 hour dry cleaning. People wanted it and wanted it now. And then in 1997, Vision Express was acquired by a French-based company called Grand Vision. And they've been in control of Vision Express since. But what they've done is they've transitioned the company from the focus on spectacles in 1 hour towards greater emphasis on eye care, greater emphasis on customer service, customer satisfaction, affordable eye care.
Okay.
And in the last 20 years since I joined them, the transition has been towards expert eye care. The tagline, vision taken seriously, they do mean that, yeah.
All right, can I introduce our second guest? That's Linda McIvney Nolan. She's the optometric advisor, is that right?
That's correct, yeah.
To the Association of Optometrists. And you might just tell us a little bit about yourself, Linda. Your business was in town and then relocated to Bray, but then you also do this other role. So tell us more.
Okay, so my family have been in optometry since the 1800s. So I think I'm fifth or sixth generation down the line. And we had a business on Henry Street around the corner from the first Vision Express. And I remember the one-hour lab and everybody coming into us and we were going, oh my God.
Yeah.
But then in, I think it was 2008, we sold the building and I took on the role as optometric advisor to our profession and then moved my business. Well, it kind of really started again out in Bray where I live because I had three kids and I found trying to commute from Bray to the city centre and run a business and run a family was just too much.
Right.
So here I am.
Okay, well, you're very welcome.
Thank you.
And the role of optometric advisor, just tell me a little bit more about that.
Okay, so, well, my job is to advise the profession. So if people ever have queries, I'm the go-to. I lecture the, so we would have CPD or, you know, after you've graduated, you have to keep up your skills.
Yeah.
Your CPD, your professional development. So I lecture in retinal pathology, pediatrics, glaucoma,
okay, wow.
And I do expert witness work. So anything like that,
okay.
Really.
Yeah. And our third guest is all the way from the west of Ireland, from Westport, indeed, a company called iWorld, Clodagh McGovern. You're very welcome to the program.
Morning, Bobby.
Tell us a little bit about you and your business, if you would.
Well, I set up iWorld Opticians 13 years ago in my hometown of Westport.
A lovely town it is.
Lovely,
we love it
town,
well.
Yeah. And I suppose I always just wanted to have my own business and I'm passionate about eye care. And I suppose I want to set up an independent because for me, it was about giving individual care, you know, being able to customise the work, you know, being able to customise my sight test and get equipment. And I had no restrictions on being part of any group. So I give that independent eye care. And for me, that was really important. Mm. And then I got to set up in the beautiful Westport, as you said, Bobby. And
can I just say your spectacles are truly amazing.
Oh, well, now.
There's a lovely pink frame and then another frame outside. They look absolutely amazing.
We can't have nice glasses.
They're gorgeous.
There's just no hope, is
there? No, they're gorgeous.
Thanks. So,
I want to just maybe go back to Chris for a second, because I saw something here, Chris, that I wasn't aware of. People using computers, people staring at screens all day. Is it true that VDU users are entitled to have a paid eye examination by their employer?
Yeah, it's
I didn't know that.
It's a legal entitlement, yeah.
And who pays for that?
It would be the employer's responsibility, yeah, as part of their health and safety program and policies.
Is that widely known, or is it just me that didn't know that?
I don't think many employers promote it within their businesses. Yeah.
Yeah, right.
You know, it's very often it's the optometrist is suggesting it to the patient. Inquire with your business, inquire with your HR department about these
and
benefits.
And tell me typically what kind of problems people may have as a result of spending too long looking at a screen.
Well, the typical issues would be visual fatigue. If you're looking at a screen for long periods, you're prone to fatigue, you're prone to disability glare from surrounding lights. Digital devices give off a blue wavelength, and that can cause eye fatigue then as well. There's new modern coatings can be added to lenses called Blue Protect or Blue Control coatings to help. You know, but very often it's the duration of the task is an issue as well.
Yeah, how long you're on.
So regular breaks is a big issue, which none of us take.
The texts are flying in. I have minus 10 lenses in both eyes, but vision is still poor. 11 is too strong. Is laser eye surgery an option? Go on, who wants to take that?
Well, one of the difficulties is that when you're myopic or short-sighted, your cornea is thinner. So frequently, these are the people who need the laser or will benefit from it the most, but actually are the least suitable because the cornea is too thin and you need a certain minimum thickness of the cornea for the laser to work. However, there are other options like intraocular implants where they actually put a little contact lens in the anterior, inside the eye, and that actually works quite well as an alternative to people like that caller. So I would suggest they would really need to discuss this with an ophthalmologist, an eye doctor, because that is their area of expertise.
Just on that, that myopia, you say that it affects 28% of the operation. Somebody says this, it's Claude, I think, and expect it to be 50% in 2050. I'm staggered by that.
It's a growing problem.
And why
worldwide.
Is it though? What's causing it that it would be?
I suppose we've always known the genetic component to it. And but what now new research has shown is that, you know, children are not getting outside enough and they're on their screens and devices too much.
Okay.
And so now we know that in order to prevent short-sightedness, that's when a child can't see the blackboard. So in order to prevent that, or at least delay the onset of it, that by a child getting outside a minimum of 2 hours a day, okay, and not spending any more than an hour and a half after school on devices, that this now is a way that parents can now reduce the risk of their child, you know, developing short-sightedness.
So really what you're saying is that screen time, excess screen time with children is causing short-sightedness.
I'm not quite saying that, because really actually a bigger factor is the fact that kids aren't outside enough. And that is actually a bigger driving factor. Yeah.
Right.
It's the lack of outdoors.
Okay.
And so I suppose then that's conducive to kids being indoors more and hence them being on screens.
Okay,
it is screens, but I think any parent listening at home that has young kids that, you know, I think what they can do right now is to ensure that their children get outside for 2 hours a day and to reduce their time on screens. And that would be a really positive thing that parents could start right now in the bid to help reduce this problem that is coming down the lines for everyone.
OK, we'll try doing a couple more. Where can I get frames that are wider than the standard width? My husband has a wide face. That's from Colette. Anybody got any thoughts on that?
Well,
you can get them probably specially made, can you?
You can. Yeah, you can get customised glasses made.
The Danish brands, because the Danes and the Northern Europeans, because an awful lot of the brands we buy here,
they have big heads.
But we would tend to buy Italian and French, and an awful lot of, like, the Italian and French are smaller, generally, physically.
Right.
Yeah. Quite a lot of the modern Oakley and Ray-Ban frames have wraparound sides, which vaults the widest part of your head.
Yeah.
And by doing that, then it cuts away with the impressions on the side of your head.
Yeah,
so we'll look for an Oakley or a Ray-Ban, something with a vaulted
And can I just add to that also that some of the rimless brands like Lindberg and Silhouette, if you're wearing rimless glasses, you can then make them to fit.
Yeah. So
you can go in and we can customise that pair of glasses to fit that gentleman or lady who's ever right in there. You know what I mean? So definitely
Hey Bobby and your wonderful guests, my mum got her cataracts done earlier this year and since her eyes is watering a lot, hope your eye specialist may be able to answer why this might be happening.
Very, very often patients present with watery eyes, but the actual underlying cause of a watery eye is very often a dry eye. Dry eye causes corneal irritation, and the corneal irritation will cause reflex tearing. So if that lady went to her local optician and had a dry eye assessment, it's very possible that, and it sounds like a contradiction, it's very possible that lubricating dry eye drops would resolve her watery eye.
Okay, that's interesting.
We'll just have to qualify that by saying she could also have a drainage issue with her lacrimal duct. So a true watery eye is caused by a blockage in the tear duct.
We'll come back to the text in a minute, but let's just talk about the business for a minute. The kind of challenges that you face, I suppose one obvious one is the fact that maybe somebody can go and buy plus twos or plus threes or minus twos off the shelf now, and again,
you can't purchase minus lenses off the shelf.
So okay,
absolutely.
Only plus.
Okay, to a max plus four. Yeah.
Well, let's just talk about the. And again, I'm not saying this is a negative, but clearly, if somebody can buy plus twos at two for a fiver or whatever it is, it actually gives you a kind of a competitive situation that is difficult to trade against, can I suggest?
Yes and no, because at the end of the day, really, you know, as optometrists in this country, we are all about the care of the general care of the eye and the health of the eye. And it's much more than just vision, you know, and the off the shelf are fine, you know, as a quick fix. But like ultimately, people have such visual demands nowadays. Visual demands have increased so much with devices. And really, the only way they're going to get full comfort is to have a proper eye examination and to have a pair of customised glasses made for them. And also getting those off the shelf, they're not having a proper eye examination. And they could be at risk of conditions that aren't being picked up. So really, it's a bit of a false economy.
Yeah.
And the other issue is as well, very few people have two eyes exactly the same. Most people have a difference between the two eyes, or you might have a bit of astigmatism, or the distance between your pupils. Or it is.
And if you're using a plus two and you're only plus one and a half, is there a danger you could damage your eye, or that you could make your scenario worse?
No, but you could give yourself headaches.
Okay.
And you also will have to hold the print an awful lot closer.
Yeah. And you're not getting the visual comfort that you deserve. Do you know what I mean? And it could slow down your work rate.
Something that people aren't aware of, like people going in buying the ready readers, the plus twos, I'd say 90% of those people have an entitlement to a free eye exam and a free pair of glasses under their PRSI.
Yeah.
So they don't have to be going in and buying a ready-made reading pair of glasses. Mm-hmm. They can get a custom-made prescription pair of glasses under their PPS entitlement.
That's interesting to
know. Or their medical card,
Or the medical card,
Chris, can I ask you about the sort of marketing propositions? Every time I go to buy a pair of glasses, and unfortunately, I'm one of your best customers because I'm always losing glasses, and I have often spent into the hundreds because I come away with two pairs when I only went in to buy one. What's the marketing strategy behind that?
The marketing strategy with two for the price of one?
Yeah. That you effectively that you'd be mad not to buy two when that's the way it's kind of priced.
Well, it's all about affordable eye care. So certainly in Vision Express, the idea is to provide multiple pairs of glasses to people to suit their needs. Fairly often, people will have a pair of glasses for distance, a pair for reading, and the person who purchases glasses in our practices, the two pairs don't have to be the same prescription. So you can have one for distance, one for reading. And it gives people the opportunity to have spare glasses then as well. But we've actually transitioned towards more so 50% off a second pair because the two-for-one offers tend to be restrictive. Your choice on the second pair can be very limited.
Okay.
It's giving people the 50% off the second pair. It gives them a broader range to choose from. But it's suited to people like yourself who can't hold on to a pair of glasses.
And I'm wearing very focals as well. And again, I think that's, I don't know how long that technology is out, but it took me a while to get used to them. But now I really love them. Yeah. And I have very focal sunglasses.
Yeah.
I find it really handy in the car because I'm able to see the speedometer and I'm able to look.
It's flexible vision.
Yeah, but it just took a while to get used to it.
Yeah, a day or two. And generally then once you get used to it, you'll never go back. I wear Varis as well. I just love them.
Do you wear contact lenses?
No, no, never tried them. And I don't think I ever, I think this is as far as I...
But when you were outside in the rain last night, you might have liked them.
Well, I was looking for my glasses when I woke up this morning in a puddle along with my shoes. But anyway, here's another eye question. Hi, could you please ask your experts? I'm short-sighted. I had laser 20 years ago, but it's bad again. Now at 50, I've started to have trouble reading. What should I do? I'm a photographer and I really need my eyes.
Well, I'd suggest that individual needs to go back and talk to the eye doctor that did the laser. Laser can be repeated, but obviously it depends on the physiology of the eye. It depends on the prescription. It can slip back. That's what people don't realise. And then you have the added complication that when you hit 45, the near starts to go. And then you have the added complication. In this case, this chap is a photographer, so he needs really good vision and he needs good 3D vision.
Yeah.
And if you have a situation where you've one eye that you leave slightly short-sighted for reading and the other one for distance, you're interfering with that balance. So he really, or she really, needs to go back and talk to the eye doctor that did the laser surgery.
Chris, what about, just finally, what about the extension into things like hearing aids? Is that a natural kind of progression because it's part of the head and you're in the same kind of space? Or
there are some companies that have moved towards hearing aids. Vision Express's sole goal and sole purpose is quality eye care.
Yeah.
I'm not aware of us having any intentions moving into hearing.
Okay.
It's hard enough to be the best at one particular discipline.
Clodagh, can I just ask you, maybe, are you optimistic, to use a kind of a related term, are you optimistic about the future for your business?
Absolutely, yeah. I am. I suppose there's a growing need now because of the increased use of devices, and also, as I pointed out earlier, because of the increase of short-sightedness worldwide that we're expecting. So yes, I'm absolutely optimistic. And I think before, maybe in the past, where people might have put up with a small prescription, but now because they're on so many devices, you know, they now, you know, that people's correction is increasing.
Yeah.
And more and more people need glasses.
I'd like to sort of butt in here and make a point as well that we are living longer. There are more of us. Over the age of 50, your risk of complications with your eyes, just like the rest of your body, increase.
Yeah, I know.
And you know, it's really important that you're going for regular eye tests with your optometrist, because over the age of 50, your risk of age-related macular degeneration goes to 1 in 10. If you smoke, that's 1 in 5. Your risk of cataracts, and we all know the stories about the waiting lists on the cataracts, glaucoma. And then if you have blood pressure problems or other health, systemic health issues, this can affect the eyes. So, you know, I expect us to be quite busy as a profession going down the line.
Okay, well, I'd really like to thank you all for your attendance here today. Thank you for letting us into your world. Chris Chambers from Vision Express, Linda McGivney-Nolan, the optometric advisor to the Association of Optometrists, and Clodagh McGovern, an optician from iWorld in Westport.
Thank you so much.
Thanks very much, Bobby.
Up next, we look at the VAT implications of the hospitality sector. Stay tuned.